Chesed ve'emes yechuper ovoin. Bezal Hashem, we're learning Shari Tshuva Shar Aleph Oismim Zayin Shin number 72. We've discussed the Chesed part of this pasuk, and we spoke about the importance of doing Chesed, and you, the one who does the Chesed, you're gaining the most, not the recipient of the Chesed, even though he's definitely benefiting. As we explained, that this chesed you're doing, that tzedakah you're giving, that tzedakah you're running after the opportunities, that you call the institutions before they even call you. And you say, can I give a donation? And you say, can I help with something? This benefits you by taking away possible rachmal etzlan, yisurim, suffering that might be nigzer, might be decreed upon a person. Now we discuss, we focus on the emes. The chesed ve'emes, it says with emes, with truth, yechuper ovoin, a person's aveira will be atoned. Now we clearly explained that of course a person has to first do tshuva. There's nothing to talk about. Tshuva comes first. Let's give an example, as Rabbein Yoina does here, what this is discussing, what's it talking about. He says, you have rachman etzlan, of the worst aveira called Chilul Hashem. A Chilul Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's name, it needs not only tshuva, but there's Yisurim Toilim Umisa Mimarekes, and the person's death, as is explained, elaborated in Shar Dalit later on at the end of the Sefer, why a person's death is needed to be chabir, to atone for a Chilul Hashem. What is a Chilul Hashem? We know the translation is desecrating Hashem's name. We understand that. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is Mida Kenegan Mida, measure for measure. When a person focuses on Emes, a Chilul Hashem is Sheker. What is a Chilul Hashem? A Chilul Hashem says, oh, that's Judaism? That's Yiddishkeit? Look at that Jew, look the way he behaves. So that's a Chil Hashem. But that's Sheker, because that's not Yiddishkeit. That's really Sheker. So what is the antidote? What is the opposite of a Chil Hashem? Is Emes. So in order to do tshuva for a Chil Hashem, a person has mechazik the midas emes. And that's what the pasuk is telling us over here. Shlomo Melech, it says, "Bechesed ve'emes, with truth, yichupar ovoin." Specifically explains to Ben Yoina this emes that we're discussing here. The emes is the antidote of this chilul Hashem. A person did a chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem is sheker. Chilul Hashem says someone thinks that's Judaism. You know, we say, don't judge Judaism by Jews. We judge Judaism by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Kula Yemes. We people, we make mistakes. But in a way to mechazik ourselves and to do a tshuva after we ask Hashem for mechila is by the Midas Emes. Now, what does it mean in the practical sense? Ben Yoin explains, be mechazik the Midas Emes. What does it mean, Midas Emes? Emes zu Teira. Emes zu Teira. Emes is Teira. Connect yourself with yeshivas, with Teira. Teira is Emes. Be mechazik, emistic of people. Emistic of organizations. And these are ways that he can save himself from the punishments, as we discussed earlier as well, from the Yisurim. And that's what he says. Bechesed ve'emes yichupar avoin. He'll have a kapara. He'll have an atonement for his avera. Yichupar avoin. Al kein baharbois pa'olov l'kadish es Hashem. When a person does actions for a Kiddush Hashem, a yeshiva is an example of a Kiddush Hashem. An institution that promotes Torah is an example of Emes, of Kiddush Hashem. it atones for Rachman Litzlan, the Chil Hashem. The Chesed v'emes yichupar avon. Ula oidei da emes lahachin oisoy l'sadoy. By working to reinforce the Torah and institutions to set it on a firm foundation. V'nislach loy mi'ovan achilu imachuva. V'sumoy ha'emes l'umas ashmas achilu. Midas tshuva k'negin midas m'shuvasoy. Yeah, the midah of emes, the midah of tshuva. Of course, he has to do with tshuva. And he's mechazik his midas to emes. And this is what it means. Bechazik of emes yichupar ovayn. So we see the same point. Ben Yoin is telling us who is the greatest beneficiary of the chesed that we do for others, not the others. It's ourselves. We get this atonement. We get this clean slate. Or it's getting cleaner, if you will. I just want to point out, the beginning of this 17th principle, as we're finishing it now. Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll continue with the 18th principle. 18 of 20. The 17th principle, which we're finishing now, the first word Ben Yoina tells us is Lirdoif. P'ulos ha-chesed ve-emes. Lirdoif. Chase after these opportunities. Pursue opportunities of acts of chesed and emes. Don't wait for the phone call. We have to think to ourselves, what can I do for myself? If I may even say, sometimes you have to be a little selfish. And if your selfishness is to care about yourself, to have a kapara, so you're going to call up the office of a Bikur Cholim and say, I'd like to donate X amount to the Bikur Cholim. I'd like to make a donation to the mikvah. I'd like to make a donation to the shul. You call them up. Don't wait for them to call you. Lirdoif, run after the opportunity. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Besuras Tovus to everyone.